Good morning. Hello. Welcome to our second group call for the Enlightened Health Package. Thank you for being here today. I'm very excited. I'm hearing that there's a lot of change going on for everybody and some amazing healings are starting to happen. And I know there are quite a few people that are still I call them stragglers, that you've been buying the package later after the first group call. So welcome. And just some, you know, information, if it's the first time you're on the call, if you would like to raise your hand, please push star 2 on your phone. If you're on the computer or a computer screen, somehow you will see the web link, right, with audio and microphones. You just click on that. You'll see where that says raise your hand, and you just click there. It's a little hand sign. I will take care of putting your hand back down. I'll release your hand, so don't worry about that. I received also from the new people your requests, and as I spoke in the first call, that there are numerous issues. And as you know, I will be working with these throughout the entire season of this package, and even when we're not on the call, actually. And in terms of information hygiene, I want everybody to know is that once the group calls are completed, what I usually do is I always shred everything. I delete everything. If people send me pictures or something, I always delete everything after we're done with the session. That's why sometimes I ask for a new picture or something. Sometimes, you know, when I work with in private sessions, just know that it keeps it all clean and clear and your information is safe and sacred. Regarding the callers that I spoke to last time in the first call, please do not raise your hand again. I'd like to talk to people that I haven't talked to on this call, and know that their questions regarding is it powerful to be on the call live or afterwards? Is there a difference? It's not. It is your mind that thinks that being live is more powerful. Yeah. So you can trick yourself and just, you know, as you play the recording, say to yourself, this is life right now. I'm back in time, because time doesn't exist, really. This is just a concept of the mind to tell yourself, I am here right now in this life call. If that helps you, makes it maybe more real. And then you do your replay. Every call can be listened to also with, you know, the volume turned off. And give a great thank you and appreciate Kasri, who has been starting to edit the calls so that there's just healing on it and my voice explaining things. And she just takes out stuff that's not so important. Maybe when you just want to get the peak healing experiences of the call. So they're also uploaded always on the same download page that you have. It's the same link. So what we're going to do is when we start out here, is to get really into the core, because some of you are really new to my work, and those that are maybe familiar, we're always good to deepen the core. And the core is just another word for your divinity, your spirit, the kingdom of God, the essence that you are, the self that you are, the perfection that you are, that which is outside time and space, and that which is never sick, was never born, and never dies. And for some, it's just by speaking these words, a sense of shifting into that. And for others, I offer a more technical approach where we are going to really find the astral tube, which exists in the astral body. It's a luminous tube that is that contains a hairline, thinner than a hairline, the Shushumna, which is a word for that self, that essence, that divinity that you are, that we can't even see nor touch, really. So we're going to start to find the primordial light within ourselves. So bring your attention to the center of your head. And there's a light there, very simple, not complicated. And then just drop down your attention to the belly, below your navel, inside the belly, somewhere there in the middle. Just drop straight down and just see another dot of light. Be aware of these two dots of light. Take a deep breath and they connect into one line of light, like a tube, like a neon tube. Now allow yourself to drop through from the belly, down through the perineum, down below, through the earth, into the earth, through the layers of the earth, into the center of the earth. Down, 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 this luminous, luminous tube is extending all the way to the center of the earth. We just know right now we're in the center of the earth. And we're going to now just feel for a moment. Maybe the breath is easier. Maybe you're starting to feel the energies moving a little differently. And then we're going to continue to drop further through the earth into infinity, into the sacred womb of existence, where the primordial light cannot be seen. And we experience a stillness, a rest from the troubles, the problems, the issues, just falling deep into that rest. Taking a deep breath in, drinking that in, and then moving your attention all the way up again. You're up in your third eye, and now we're going to go through the head, the crown chakra, up above you, extending that luminous core up, 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 infinitely through your ceiling, into the sky, past the clouds, into infinity. We are now in infinity below, infinity above, and you are infinity within. And we're going to include the body now, because body is infinity as well. Bring your attention back to your heart now. And visualize a beautiful sun, a brilliant, brilliant sun, just like in the sky. So bright, you cannot look into it. Next to your sun, see your face. I'm going to align you with this primordial light. Allow your face and the sun to be there at the same time. See them both inside you. And allow your face now to slowly, slowly inch over towards the sun and begin to blend. And it's becoming so bright, your face is starting to vanish into this bright light. Vanish into the bright light. All you are now is beautiful light. This light is now radiating and shining. Radiating and shining, and trillions of pinpoints of light in your body. Every cell is a nexus to the infinite, to eternity. Every cell within you that is troubled has forgotten what its function is disconnected from the intelligence of this light, from the compassion and healing power of this light, is being now rekindled through the pain, through the distortions, through whatever you experience. There's this beautiful light that's beginning to shine within you. I'm going to move into a silent portion now, where you are going to, for a few seconds, just put your attention back again. What was it that troubled you? Just bring that right now to your mind and then drop it. And I have all the issues here in front of me, and I'm present with you right now through time and space in replay. and here in the future. And we're just going to be silent for a moment. Just receive, know that you are the light. We're increasing the frequency now, or we can't really call it a frequency. The light doesn't have a frequency. You're just increasing the power of it and allowing yourself to receive more, become more of a receptor, a receiver. Replacing that which troubles with the light. And deeper, receiving deeper, 1,000 times. Yes, let's go deeper. Let go of your concepts that you're someone who has this problem. Know that your pains and your troubles and what your eyes can see are not the truth. Let your eyes see the light again. Hear the sacredness. Touch the contentment and the fulfillment. Opening up the astral senses now, your astral eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and hands. On the astral, we can go up to the spiritual light and receive that light and go beyond. That's beautiful, beautiful. Yes, go beyond what you think you are and what you think about your body and your troubles and your problems. Allow your soul to be fulfilled with light. allowing for transmutation, allowing for clearing, neutralizing, removing, transfiguring, awakening, and rebirthing yourself into that light which you actually are. Rebirthing every little issue into the light which you are. Accelerating the prana 1,000 times. Always guided by your higher self, by that crisp intelligence, the light that you are. You will receive the healing right now, or whenever you want and allow it. Yes, 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 yes. Very good, very good. You guys are doing amazing. Some people want to go further, continuing to deepen, accelerate the frequency now of your body and all the areas that are the situations that you're suffering from, allowing yourself to expand into the spirit that you are. We're hitting some of the what we call demonic aspects, the very dark, stuck, contracted, lack of light areas now. Those pockets, we allow them to be filled with light. We know that they're not true. The pain that is being felt is just a reaction as we are expanding again and bringing light to areas that have become completely unconscious. That maybe we're unconscious from the time you were born, often that's so, and as we get older and we actually have to mature and expand in consciousness, then we suddenly see the weak links and the limitations. So this is your day to know that you don't have them, you have none. You are open and free to receive infinite eternal light. Alignment. Very good. We're entering now the realm of your ancestors, your DNA, allowing all that to know as a huge wave of light, as a huge wave of light, a light so strong to flow and to wave through the ancestral lineages now. And forward into your descendants. No time, no space. Right here, right now. Right here, right now. Forget yourself for a moment. Everything about you. Be the light. Feel the love and the gratitude for this light, this life. How beautiful it is. Some of you can see it, how glorious it is. How glorious it is. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It uplifts you. It heals. It does things you don't understand. Wonderful. Very, very good. Good. So I'm going to start talking to each individual that has their hand up right now. I'll do my best to go really swiftly, work with everybody. Again, if you've talked to me last week or 2 weeks ago, please take your hand down. Make it as short as possible so that we can speak to a lot of people here today. And I'm going to take the first caller, which is in 496227. Hello, who's that?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, Aradhana, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Hello there.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
First, I have to tell you, when you healed my hiatal hernia, and you had said that you felt it released just then.
Yeah.
I was scheduled for a gastroscopy and a colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. The first thing my doctor said when he completed those, and I went back like a few minutes later for the results, and he said, well, he said your hiatal hernia is closed.
Oh,
and,
yay.
And I turned to PJ, my husband, and I said, that was a Radhima. And he nodded his head.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Oh, wonderful. Oh, my God. So much better without it, right?
Oh, yes. So I just had to share that because that was
you.
Just, I knew it. But just to hear the doctor say it was like, oh, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Now, what he did discover, nothing in the intestines other than just what he called diverticuli or whatever.
Yeah.
He said it's nothing dangerous. It's okay. As you get older, the intestinal walls thin, you know, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
But he did find polyps in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And he took some biopsies of those and also biopsy of my esophagus, which is one of the things I had mentioned on the list of issues that I submitted to you was GERD.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I just would like the polyps to just, you know, go back where they came from.
Yeah. Well, if you have GERD, then the body will always cause skin tags inside or outside, you know, in some way in order to protect, you know, to create extra resistance, you know, when there's something, you know, bothering the tissues. So
mm-hmm.
Do you also have the acid reflux? Do you feel that as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now that the hernia is gone, that should all improve. You see, that's already a big thing, you know. So let's continue now for everybody and for you to clear the polyps and any other aberrations in the tissues in the stomach and the esophagus. There you go. And also, there's a lot of people with GERD, so allowing that also to be addressed right now, to normalize, reduce stress levels, correcting the solar plexus dynamic, energies, releasing things in there so the acid levels can normalize, normalizing for everybody. And there's one on the left side on the stomach here. I can see it from my angle. I'm just going to ask this polyp to vanish. And redirect the energies to where they should be.
My stomach just growled.
What did it do?
It just growled.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're hungry?
And
it makes that noise? My stomach just did that.
Good. Yeah, so, yeah, good. That's awesome. So, yeah, I can see it's sucking it sort of back in the tissues, allowing the energy now, let the whole stomach now relax. Beautiful. All right. Thank you. Well, let's keep us updated about what happens.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sherry. Okay, bye. Thanks. So the next person is Shelley. Hi, Shelley.
Hey,
hello.
Rama, how are you?
Hi there. Good.
Hey. Well, I too have a hiatal hernia, so that was really good for the, from the first caller, so thank you. But I think, you know, what's really been flaring up in me is my right shoulder. And, man, I feel like I'm getting another cold with the scratchy throat. So hopefully you can just address that.
Okay. Yeah, the belief that sickness has to exist is coming up. So you're being tested right now with this thought again, oh my God, you know, I have to suffer. So right now we're just saying, doesn't have to be that way. Doesn't have to be that way. With you, I'm opening a little bit the channel, and then on the left side of the stomach, there is a blockage there. There you go. You should feel some kind of relief right now. Are you clearing?
I just feel like a waving motion throughout my whole body.
Waving, good. Okay, so I'm going to ask this to intensify to the degree that you need in order to correct the tissues in the between the diaphragm, the esophagus, and the stomach, making that all corrected, putting everything in the right position, and strengthening the tissues that need to hold and return to the proper placement. Overall, through the base chakra. So now in this present moment, do you still feel the cold coming on, or is that changing as well?
I think the scratchy throat is dissipating. There's still something. Still there, but...
Shoulder. Yeah, I didn't go to the shoulder. Stretch. Yeah, we'll try to do one thing at a time, you know, so... Because you're giving me five things. So the head, right? You're right. You're used to that, right?
I know.
So,
you know me.
So the head area, for everybody as well, to just kind of clear the head. And in case you are feeling kind of your immune system low or under the weather, just allowing that to clear for everybody and Shelly as well. Okay. Good. And let's be confident that your shoulder's going to clear throughout this call, probably through when we work with somebody else. Okay, Shelly, I'll let you go now. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks. So this is now in California. It's 9166. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hi there. Yes, hello.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
I love your voice, number one.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I have now been 2.5 years in remission from cervical cancer. But lately, I've been having some constipation and digestion problems. And after that incredible meditation, I kind of want to know where I'm at right now, because that was very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So where am I with all this? So.
Is this Denise? Was your name Denise or something like
that? Yes, Denise,
yes, I remember from the group. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And you told me that you had chemo and you had all that, right? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So good. So there was a surgery, correct? Is the whole cervix removed, the whole uterus?
Yeah, they took out everything.
Okay.
And they also took out my lymph nodes in that area too, my lymph glands, I should say.
I see. Okay, yeah, of course they want to do that. Okay, good. So right now we're going to, because everything, you know, inside things are different, so altered right now. So what we want to do is right now for you and everybody, we'll just do an abdominal healing. And for you specifically, asking now the pranas, the energies that are all sort of coming together in the navel area. The belly is a very important area right now to open up and flow. To clear the original causes of the cancer right now in this present moment. And clearing and clearing, clearing. Open. So things are starting to flow now. Can you feel that? Maybe you can feel that glow. Okay. And it's still... I haven't even gotten, we're almost in the layer where the cancer started, okay?
Okay.
So that is, I'm going to go into that because I know you're worried that it'll come back somewhere, okay? So what we're going to do right now, we're going to clear the original layer right there, and we're in it right now. How does it feel to you right now? What emotion is coming up?
No emotion right now. My body is kind of undulating.
Okay, yeah. So just allow.
I can feel the energy.
Yes. I just let it all go, flow through.
It feels like it's going actually into my chest and heart.
Yeah, good. And right now, this moment is very powerful. Anybody who has any tendency for cancer at all, or anybody who is troubled with this in some way, right now, in this present moment, I command that this whole concept, this idea of cancer at all is completely rejected, transmuted, transfigured, cleared, offered up, and transformed into light, into its original perfection. Okay, right now, just give me a moment here. Just big wave for the whole group right now. Thank you for bringing this up. Today we're going to do a huge, all tendencies for cancer going to be eliminated, eradicated. We are not playing this game of cancer. None who is here on this call, if your will is to not be part of this drama of the current times, and anybody in the replay right now, let it go. Just, okay, now clearing all the way up into the spirit. There you go. There's a shift now in your heart of joy. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Yay.
Here's the joy.
Awesome. Good job. Wow. Good job. Wonderful.
Yeah,
all right.
Felt it out of my crown chakra. It's like,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So the next 3 days, you just say, thank you. I'm so wonderful. I'm so grateful. I'm healed. I'm so grateful. I'm fully healed. Just say for the next 3-4 days. Okay.
I will.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye. Great healing there. So this is now. Oh, this is Denise. Okay, 414. Hello.
Hello, Aratuma. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been having so much general malaise in the last few days, from dizzy to exhausted to aching. And then last night I've been doing various things and doing the core meditation. And last night I was awakened to the stabbing pain on the right side of my neck, and the muscles got so tight that I feel like the clavicle is even dislocated. So I was doing some breath work this morning, and it really came to me, and I'm even skeptical of this, but I do feel like it's some sort of outside force, or it feels almost like something from a past life and some sort of outside force. So I'm just wondering what you think on that.
Did all this general malaise start around the time when we began with the group calls?
Well, it was several days ago. It was probably on Tuesday or Wednesday. And even several weeks before that, I've had my computer crash and my car broke down. And the power lines fell in the backyard. So the last few weeks have been one challenge after another. And normally I'm very resilient and strong, but...
Yeah. Okay. I think I posted somewhere that there was a lot of battle between dark and light, a lot of testing. Because we're raising the frequency, right? And so we are encroaching is the word, into the territory of what we can see on the right brain level as beings, as demons, right? They're the ones that are, so and now we're saying, hey, that's my territory. It's like going into the neighbor's garden saying, I'm going to plant my stuff here. They're going to get mad, right? So
what it feels like.
Yeah, they're going to rip out your plants and say, go away. We did something in the beginning of the call. I was already entering a lot of darkness. And so do you feel a bit better already right now?
Well, as you're talking right now, then my legs are starting to really tingle and clear a bit.
So let's right now in this present moment command that anything else that's bothering you, that you are in conflict with, this whole drama of dark and light, that you renegate it, because there's just light. You are just light in your body, in your all the different parts of your consciousness expressing as mind, emotions, as a soul, as everything that you think you are, working with your concepts here in this present moment and into your environment, into the objects you're connected with that you have taken ownership and care for. Okay, and that is, you're correct, this comes from your family. It is, I can see it, there's like a, you know, in the old days, there's a village or something or a small place, and there's family feuds, there's another family or like another group of people, and you're, and they're fighting with your family. So there's conflict in your lineage. Your family was in conflict with others, and this is connected with this. So right now, in this present moment, you ask for forgiveness in, on behalf of your ancestors and whatever was done unjust. And you forgive yourself and your ancestors. We're just going to let that go. And you know, often when I speak, you can feel the difference starting to really clear. Ooh, goes right into the thighs, right? Ooh.
Yeah.
And it has something to do with funny thing, you know, when I see kind of examples, they usually is almost the other, or usually a reading. So that I feel in the base chakra, and I talked about property. So there must have been some kind of property dispute or something, you know, between families. How do you feel now? Does your clavicle better?
Yeah, that's dissipating. I think my shoulder. But the base chakra is really has been the basis of all my physical problems in the last few years, too. My pelvis will just get out of adjustment and then cause my legs to hurt. And it's been a recurring thing, so that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. If you, keep working with this if you feel like you need more in terms of just letting that go, that story of your ancestors that messed up there a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, we're in South Africa. This is Christine. Hello.
Hello, Aratima. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. Good.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm afraid I'm not one who feels the energy as well as everybody else does.
That's okay.
But I wonder if you can tell me whether you can see the root cause of this chronic fatigue, this sort of apathy that I've got. If you can... perhaps
you've had it for many, many years, like most of your life, or just recently?
A long time now, and it's really debilitating.
The first thing when you talk, I can hear issues with your father in your voice. Was there he did not acknowledge you and celebrate you enough?
No, not at all.
Yeah, how do you feel towards him today?
Well, I'm sort of making my peace with it.
Okay. So let's take that deeper. Anybody with chronic fatigue and based on really, and you know, we all have not been witnessed by our parents properly, nor have we been celebrated and uplifted, you know, the way we would have needed it, because they are not conscious. They are not divine. So, and what we're looking for is that perfection. So right now, in this present moment, asking this illness, this contraction to be corrected, and we are negating it. You are not that. Opening it up.
Yes.
And relax your, drop out of your head into your heart right now. There's a strong, a dropping, please, out of your head into your heart. There's a strong judgment inside of your head that needs to go. Yeah.
Right.
I know, I don't know if you're conscious of it, but just for a moment, try not to be right. Try to be a bit innocent. Try to just not know. And all that matters is let everybody be, you know, whatever they are, your parents as well. And for a moment, just allow the breath to come into the body right now in this present moment. Opening up the nadis, the channels. Good. So can I ask you if you're feeling a little bit more invigorated or more clear in your head? Or are your arms lift easier?
Yes, I feel very hot as well, as if I'm having a hot flush.
That's good. Let it burn right through. Because, you know, chronic fatigue is where you got a lot of sluggishness. It's like the rivers that don't flow. So let the fire just burn through, okay? And let it just, again, stay in that innocence, no judgment, and just choose to be full of vitality. Thank you, Christine. Okay.
Thank you, Roger Mark.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. So we're in Texas now. Oh, that's Birgit, I think, correct?
Yes. Hi, Antima.
Hi there. Hello.
I would like to ask about my TMJ and maybe connected my tendency to hold back and not be heard.
Mm. Can you touch that area? Is it on both sides really strong?
Yes, on the lower jaw. Uh-huh. Yes, I touch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just let go now, yeah. Start to slowly move the lower jaw, like you're stretching the muscle very slowly, like enjoying it. There's also something right under your chin, like a line there. Correcting that, please. There you go. There's a little bone. I can't remember what the name is now, with H. It's actually the only bone that is not attached anywhere. It's in your, actually in the muscles of front of your thigh or of your throat. And that one I keep seeing. So that area is usually holds a tremendous amount of emotional stuff. So I'm going to ask it now to begin to move and the way it should be. Attaches back to the occiput area and causes a lot of tightness everywhere. There you go, there you go. Did you feel that? There you go. Did you feel something changing now?
Very emotional.
Very emotional, that's it. Yeah, so it really opened up literally in your crown chakra. It's just clack. It's just almost like somebody opened a bottle, you know, the cap, turned it. So this is right now, you're starting to have flow now. That's beautiful. We're just going to allow that to continue to flow. And let these emotions, just watch them, notice them. It's like, oh, interesting. Feel them and just be interested. Don't press them down. Can you do that?
Yes.
Do you know how to do that? Okay, good. And as you're allowing that to happen, you won't, that pressing, contracting will constantly give you that pain. So just notice, feel them, and just be curious. Okay, what is that? Oh, sadness. Oh, now even more sadness. Oh, now fear. Oh, now shame. Whatever comes through, you just kind of let it all come through. Okay, thanks, Birgit. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay, so we're in Waterloo. Hello, Karen. Hi there.
Oh, hello, Emma.
Hi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what do we do today?
I wanted to ask you about unconscious patterns or like bumpers in my energy that I notice in the morning my eyes are tensed. Hmm. And so my eyes just feel dark or dark circles. Hmm. So I just wanted to increase the receiving and in these unconscious patterns that tighten in me.
Mm. I get something about you being a woman in terms of your femininity. I think in relation to males, I can feel there's this, let's call it a contraction. Does that kind of make sense for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's kind of open that up, and it's obviously imprinted. You were already born. You were already, I look back before this birth, you were already like that. And so we're just going to see there is something about siblings as you grew up as a girl. I'm looking at your past life right now. This is where I'm being shown, asking this to be corrected and allowing that to show up now in this present body. The corrections, letting go, changing these imprints, bringing light to it. And assisting your kidneys. And your liver. Do you have any digestive problems?
I have had in the past, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're just going to do a little bit of cleansing here. Good. Do your eyes feel moister now?
Moisture.
What's that?
You feel moisture?
They feel moisture? Do they feel moisture, more moist?
Yes.
They do, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why, but I keep getting parasites with you. So did you have some before, or is this something?
Yeah, I think I may have. Yes.
Yeah, yes. So that's connected. That is really what is connected with these, with the dry eyes for you. Mm-hmm. So, but it's very subtle, right? So we just did a clearing right now. And I just want to bring it to your attention. Just ask right now. Let's do this here for everybody. And anybody who has parasites or has had them before and has openings to that, we're going to say no, don't need that. And replace that with the light. Clearing everything, assisting the body to be strong again, the immune system, and to eliminate all these things that don't belong into your body on the physical level, on the emotional, on the mental, on the spiritual level. Spiritual level, parasites are also intrusions of all kinds, you know, so just allow again right now in this present moment. Don't let yourself be intruded by thoughts that are not true to the light, by people, by things, whatever it is. Don't let things get you. Know that the light is who you are, eternity. Let that take over. Let that be your guiding stick, who you are, your measurement. Okay. Good. Perfect. Thanks, Karen.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Thanks. Okay, now it's somebody with no name. 6495. Hello? 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 6495 28. Okay, I'm going to go on and maybe come back. And I'm in Singapore now. B, hello, hello.
Hi, good morning, Guru.
Good morning.
I'm going to be fast. I sort of have flu and runny nose right now. And because of that, my bladder seems to be even weaker than usual.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it leaks when I sneeze and cough.
Oh, yeah, because of the inflammation. Okay, and the weakness. Good. Touch put your hand flat, like, you know, over your pubic bone in that area right now.
Okay.
Clearing everything in your aura that's related to the flu right now. And supporting now the entire pelvic floor, and I know there's some others on the call that need that, strengthening the pelvic floor and strengthening the muscle itself of the bladder tissues, eradicating all the inflammation, strengthening again the muscle of the bladder. And now in the head, all above you, I can see clearing the original sense of weakness that you have. We're going to clear that. Rejuvenation. Rejuvenation. I'm finding a thought inside you, above you, B, that's a belief in aging. And it's coming up in relationship to the bladder. So maybe you're thinking you feel old or you're getting older, like, you know, like that. It makes sense, right? But this thought of was there before, and it's almost causing that. So we're just going to allow it to clear for everybody this original idea that you must age. That only happens if you believe to be only flesh and you've forgotten your spirit. Yeah, you are light. Light can't age. So for a moment again, just say, no, it's not true. It's not true. I am eternal.
I have this problem even when I was like in my 30s.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. That confirms what I just said. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There you go. It feels almost like your flu is also changing. Can you feel that? Yes, because I'm starting to shiver here.
I'm so sorry.
Don't worry. It's just a few seconds. It feels almost like me. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. It's not a real flu. So, okay, this is Fort Lauderdale. This is Virginia, I think. Hello? Hello? Maybe you muted yourself. It's 95467. Hello? Okay, I'll come back to you. I'm going to try again this person that I tried earlier, 649528. I unmuted you. I don't know if it's a cell phone or something, web link. Hello? Okay, it's not working. So we're going to go to Australia to Chris. Hello, Chris? Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello, Chris. Can you come a little closer?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Just before I start, I would like to start that my eyes are getting much better. I've actually gone back to glasses that I've worn 2 prescriptions ago.
Oh, beautiful. Yay. Party, party.
Hey,
party, party.
And that wasn't even something that I was even thinking of concentrating. I was just listening. I listened to your MP3s sort of almost nonstop, all of them.
Good.
My current physical problems are related really to financial crisis because I have been sick for over a year, completely incapacitated. You might remember we had a chat over a year ago about it. I've become completely, my immune system completely collapsed after my dramas with my ex-business and personal partner.
Right, I remember, yes. Mm-hmm.
So... all my savings.
What do you want to really change right now in this moment? What's the most important thing?
I'm managing to stay at peace. So I got over the problems that I had with my stomach, with my solar plexus, where, you know, whenever
just
I panic.
Tell me again,
Chris,
this is very important. Yes. You're getting distracted. What is it you want to change right now?
I need to trust.
Trust.
I need to trust that I'm going to be okay because I'm in
financially.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's do that. Trust that you're financially taken care of. Let's do this for everybody and for you here. Okay, a lot of fear. That's it. Good. Okay. You're going to feel that in your whole body and the aura as well, yeah? So that's what we're doing here right now. Take a deep breath. Can you feel calm coming into you now? Can you feel the deep calm right now?
I'm feeling like if something is filling the inside of me, like there is a, like a column that's being
yes,
filled.
That's it. That's a beautiful calm. It's the most divine. And let that calm now, it's very, very beautiful, very peaceful, very calm. Let that fill you out completely, everybody.
That's spreading with like a race.
Yes, it's spreading like rays all over. I told you it's going to make everything go everywhere inside you, in your body, into your life. Everybody in this moment, there's a massive transmission right now happening of most divine help financially, also for your health. Very compassionate healing right now. Very powerful. Wow. Thank you for receiving this so well. Yes, thank you.
Oh, it's almost as if it's going click, click up my spine.
Yes, it's going to adjust everything inside you. I think this is your moment, eh? So right now, I just offer you and pray that you're completely healed. Everything in your life changes. You have a whole new beginning. Let go of the past. Right now, there's nothing before right now. Right now, it's just this incredible help. It's an incredible new beginning for you. Just keep receiving this beautiful support. It's still going. I think everybody can feel this here on the call right now. It's just still going.
It's like waves of...
It's expanding. Yes, beautiful. Into everybody's finances, everybody's health. During this call, after the call, and replay. There you go. you know, there you go. So it's now, it's shifted now to much higher frequencies. It's not so easy to track, but I can see it. It has sort of more of a diamantine look to it. So keep receiving, and I'm just going to move on to another person. Wish you all the best,
thank
Chris.
You
okay.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Thank you. That was a great healing. Wow. 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 Wilma, hello.
Hello, and a delayed happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks to everybody who wished happy birthday. Thank you.
Okay. I'm noticing that my jaw is tightening at night, and I'm conscious of trying not to grind my teeth. And my upper right tooth, which I've been listening to the tapes all the time, you see, and it's just not straightening out. I have to watch not eating. And strange, the right eye right above it. So I don't know if there's a connection with the right eye and the upper molar.
So the molar is loose and it's not straightening, you're saying?
Right. So
yeah.
I have to watch not chewing there, and I notice my jaw is locking.
Okay, so something wants to let go. Okay, let's put your hand in that area, the eye and the tooth area.
Mm-hmm.
Asking it to tighten, and there's some confusion in there, directly in the tissue, in the gum area. So I'm going to clear confusion. You can relax your hand, Wilma, yeah. Okay, so we're just going to ask for teeth to be tightened, to be rejuvenated, the gum area. Somehow we need to work with the base chakra as well here. And I'm going to ask, okay, I'm going deeper now. So we're just going to shift here and we're going to work on the bone level. I'm requesting now the teeth to be in perfect condition, rejuvenated and well, in their right place. And corrections in the aura. Okay, not much there. Okay. All right. Did you notice anything, Wilma?
Yes, around, it's interesting, around the eye orb, it feels like there's something going on. Maybe it's the clearing. I actually was conscious of the bone around my eye. Something was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So obviously there is a connection there between from the bone down into the bone, because teeth are all part of bones, right? How it's sitting in there. Yeah. Okay.
I'm getting the chills going right through me. Is this old rage that is coming up?
There's some kind of confusion, like I said. Yeah, it could be that something in the past. I'm not getting enraged. It's maybe anger, confusion, anger. It's probably a situation in your life back then where it seems like very old, like you say, maybe 15 years ago, maybe a little longer, and where things are it's still unraveling as I'm speaking about it. So just let it happen. I'll move on to the next person. So, okay, Wilma? Thanks.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, we're in... Carolyn. Hello, Carolyn in Milaka 320. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Carolyn. Hi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I got your submission. Do you want to give me one of those things that we would like to work on right now here publicly?
Yes, it would be the jerking in my body as energy flows through. Mm-hmm. I've been jerking through this entire call as I resonate with the others' clearings.
Okay, let's just ask that you don't have to drama. Let's call it drama. It's a dramatic display. I mean, there are kriyas, yes, but we're just going to allow the blockages to smooth out and just transmute on a different level, not so physically. so that you don't have to be constantly distracted. So it asks us to shift onto the other levels where they get transmutation takes place and flow and healing can take place, but it doesn't have to be so dramatic.
Correct.
Yeah, clearing drama. Do you speak with your hands, Carolyn?
Oh, well, my French, yes. My whole French part of the family, the arms.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, like Italians, right? Yes, exactly. Okay, so good. We're just going to open up other pathways for you for expression. There you go. It starts, I don't know if you can feel this in the head, but it shifted a little bit to your right and it's smoother, the energy. Can you feel that? Are you still jerking right now, or are you still?
Now it's my right shoulder that's still up.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Is it changing now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, keep your attention on that smooth stillness. Don't let yourself get distracted and just, it's like a choice you make and it'll help you to open up that new, it's like new pathways where the energy flows and doesn't, let's call it a short circuiting, you know, in the body, but it just flows through all the different layers. Okay?
That's my belief.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Carolyn. Bye. And, oh, I just put down somebody's hand right now by accident. And if you can see that I removed your hand, just put it back up. I just, because it didn't go away here, the click. So we're going to go to New Brunswick, and that is 7329.
Hello.
Yes, hello, who's that?
Hi, this is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Hello there. Yes, hi there.
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I guess I'd desperately need healing, like, with my health, like, especially, like, the constipation and the swelling. It's, like, especially this past week, it's just become, like, so unbearable. And it's, like, I don't know, I could just never feel, like, centered or grounded or, you know, embodied, like, in my body. It's so painful.
Yeah. You know, you're probably really cleansing right now and going through a peak, yeah, through where things get really bad. So let's help you through this a bit more. And a lot of intense energy coming through here for me. Put your hand on your belly area right now. Wow. I'm going to ask also any negativities attached to you to clear. And your mind goes into a lot of negative thinking, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really a problem. So the problem is not in the body, it's in the mind, right? So the habit of that, we're going to allow that to shift and change. Are you able, in this call where there's so much light, have you been able to find yourself more calm or more luminous in any way?
Yeah, it's just I feel so distracted by my body because it's like, especially the swelling and the constipation, it like hurts so bad.
Good. What we're going to do is we're going to bring that lightness and the calmness through. Think of a hurricane. It has a center. Your body and all these problems, they're like a hurricane. We're going to go right through into the center of it. Every issue is light, Brittany. I'll repeat that. Everything is not bad. It's all light. There's nothing other than light in this universe. There's nothing other than that. So we are just completely off kilter. We're just stuck in that tornado of issues and time and space. So what we want to do is get back into alignment with the truth. So we're going to move into the center of these problems, okay? More alignment for you and for everyone who needs it. And there's a lot of anger inside you, so I'm going to clear that. And anger doesn't belong to you also is a mixed up... There you go. Starting to feel different in the head area now. Take a deep breath. Deep breath. What are you experiencing right now? Do you feel some kind of lightening in some way?
Crying? I've been a lot of emotions. Yeah. I've been crying.
Good, good. Now that's wonderful. That's flow, right? Good. That's good. That's what we want. We want to move through the layer of the grief and the crying. I want to accelerate again, accelerate, and just start to really, really shift here. Good. And for everybody on the call, we're just going to do a little bit more heart healing here, knowing that you are loved and that you matter. You're actually an embodiment of love. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Love is what glues yourselves together and holds it together into one form that you can see in the mirror in your bathroom. Your body would not exist without love. That you matter. You matter, you're important. Although you don't know to whom and how and why, doesn't matter. That's the ignorance, but you matter. You matter and you're always loved. And all other thoughts are false. Okay. Okay, so there's a bit more movement here and much more alignment. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
How does the belly feel? Does it feel better?
It feels somehow like clearer, yeah.
Clearer, right, yeah. So for you also, just again, work with your mind. Don't think so much about the body. The body is a result of what goes on in your head. Work with your head and your belly will be better. Okay? We'll talk soon again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. So we are now in 77456. Hello? I think Vineyard Haven. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes. I fell asleep.
Yeah, you fell asleep. Well, wow. You're not the first person. A lot
thank
of people
you for
sleep.
Waking me up.
Yes, thank you. Hello.
I feel clearing happening as the call is going, but I've still got my right hip and sacral area and my tendons, no, ligaments, I think it is, and my legs tend to be too lax, and they're not holding my knees into place, especially my left knee. And it keeps kind of, the bones kind of, the fibula and the tibia keep kind of going click, click in and out.
You're a little older already? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually quite old.
Okay. Okay. Good. So let's ask for some rejuvenation and tightening here. And just clearing off wear and tear on the aura. In the energy body for everybody here. I'm tightening the left knee. Whoa, everything's jumbling around here right now. It's like a ping pong ball. Wow, your energy is strange. Okay, so you got some kind of movement in your body that's kind of erratic. I'm going to ask this thought, this cause, whatever that is, to be removed right now. And straightened out, taking that back into the core. Aligning all the parts that you just talked about, sacrum, etc. Okay, now you're starting to feel something changing. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
What does it feel like to you?
It feels more harmonious. It feels more aligned. I am feeling a little bit of the sciatica on the right side going down just below my knee.
Did you have an accident in a car or something at some point or some kind of things happened to you?
I had several falls as a child. I fell off a horse. I fell off a chair.
Okay. So I'm going to ask this to clear and also through all the past lives, all this influence that now your body learned it at such early age. Obviously, you were a child, and everybody in this group, if you have any falls or, you know, any kind of accidents, anything, all this wear and tear on the body, allowing it to clear right now. We're going to negate it, clear it, neutralize this, these impacts and this information on the subtle level, clearing for everybody right now, for you as well. Clearing, clearing, clearing. You're none of these things. You're none of these things. You're none of these things. You're light and energy, beautiful right now. Bringing in now lots of fresh new energy, prana, and restoring the aura on the left side. Restoring the aura on the left side. Nerves, correcting the nerve position. Is the pain starting to release now?
Yes, it is. It's subsiding. It's not gone completely. It's very subtle.
Yeah, the upper part now also.
Where I'm feeling it most is like between the sacrum and the hip on the right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Aligning, 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 clearing the spaces. Anybody else who has sciatica and all these things? I know there are lots of people here that have problems like that. I see, you know, like the nerve inside the lining is kind of like a wiggly and it's touching too. It's not enough room. So I'm asking you to straighten, correcting also on the field and in your memory. Is it starting to even descend further, the pain?
No, the pain, well, maybe a little bit, but it's so much lighter now.
Okay, but if it's lighter, then it'll continue to clear down and descend into the physical level. So, yeah, and then you will, then the pain will just
release. It feels like it's releasing pain up in my shoulders. Well, not pain, but kind of tightness up in my shoulders as well.
Yeah, because we did an overall healing. This was a, you know, we worked through your childhood, all the accidents. Your whole body is affected. So let it kind of trickle down for you. Don't overthink it too much. In fact, your crown chakra needs to be more open. Everybody, again, have more faith and trust. And allow the energy to come through your body. Let the light come through your body as well and make the corrections. Not so much obsessing, okay? There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Okay, so we are now in Croatia, and this is Thomas Love. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi, Tommy.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Do you have one issue we can look at today?
Only one issue.
You know, I'd like to talk to some others, too.
I know. Just kidding.
You know, the thing is that I'll just repeat this again. When I talk to everybody live, I work on one issue directly with you. But remember, I have all your issues here. I'm going to be addressing all of these anyway, and I have been during the call in the beginning, and we'll do it at the end again. So, okay, just give me one thing right now.
Can you please address my chest discomfort?
What is it? Is pain or not breathing enough?
Pain.
Pain, okay. Do you have a diagnosis? Why do you have pain there? Is there inflammation?
I don't have diagnosis.
Just pain. Okay, good. Touch your chest for a moment.
Okay.
Okay, there's a lot of contraction in there, right? Your energy is low as well?
Yes.
Yes. It's very contracted. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, so let's kind of open that up and get you out of this prison that you're in. Is it starting to release now? It's starting to open up quite a bit. You can release your hand now. We're going to ask now again into all the different tissues inside the lung, in the rib cage, the small intercostal muscles, the bone. And clearing the aura all around you. And removing anything else that's bothering you. And breathe. I want you to breathe really deeply. Just really breathe. And just tell me if things are starting to loosen up or there's more room in your chest or that the pain is releasing.
I have tremors in my body.
That's good.
Same.
Pain is so good. You got tremors now. What is the pain of 10, like really, really bad, or 0 is nothing? How much pain do you have?
Like 8.
8. Okay, so you have tremors now. Okay. Okay. Asking now, commanding all causes of the pain to be cleared, to be negated and removed, now and forever. Take a deep breath. A lot of clearing. Is it going down to a 6 now?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, you can't even believe it, right? Okay, I'm going to work now with your mind here for a moment and all the suffering you've gone through. This is very, very deep healing that people who've had some intense experiences in their lives and some very, very profound, deep suffering, they're going to be affected by this. There's kind of strings all around your head. I'm going to remove that, okay? Strings around you. It's almost like you got kind of like a bondage, like pull, like put together. And you're starting to feel more free now. Is the pain releasing?
No, but I'm shaking a lot.
You're shaking a lot, okay. Good. So just moving right through you, and even if the pain isn't going right now, it will go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So just let that move through. I just went right through your chest. Okay, Tommy. Thanks. I'll move on to the next person. Let us know how you feel. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So we're now in Las Vegas, and that's Amy. Hello.
Hi, Arasumai. It's actually Nancy.
Nancy, hi there. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Good. I fell asleep on the last call. You called me and I listened to the replay and I was the last one.
Oh, okay. That's what happens, I guess, when I say hello and people are sleeping. So, okay. Okay.
So, I think you have my list.
Do you want to pick one thing that you'd like to share publicly here?
Sure. So for me, I feel like my things are physical. I listen to your audios every day. And so my muscles and, I'm trying to build my muscles and make them stronger. And
you want stronger muscles? Why do you need them stronger?
I just want to look better and feel better, about my body. I just think I have body conscious issues.
Okay, so you've got some psychological things. I mean, having good muscles is good. It's good metabolism. Your digestion is good. It's good health prevention, right? Good circulation. But I think that's not your main concern, right? It's more like how you feel about yourself. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's in your throat, okay? In your throat. So let's kind of clear that. And grief and a sense of... I'm going to assist you a little bit to kind of know who you are. You are not this body. Okay? And the body will go back to the earth. Okay? We're all going to die. I keep saying that. I know people don't like it sometimes, but it's a fact. Yeah, we can, you know, if we live in this kind of illusion, you know, completely distorted dream of something, we're going to create a mess in our lives. Yeah. It doesn't help anybody. So we're just going to have to accept that your power is to know and be the light. And then you actually do affect the body. You actually will rejuvenate the body. You actually will heal things and you will uplift the frequency of the body. So we need to know first what power and what tool to use and to know who you are. So right now in this moment, I pray that you recognize again that you are light and lifting your soul, everybody's soul, into higher realms of the astral at least. You know, the top levels of the astral is the heavens. We can go beyond that and beyond that and beyond. So, but at least live in a place where you're feeling so good, so good. So, adjusting your thyroid a bit. And just uncording something out of your left ear. I think if you heard a lot of bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so kind of take that as a big cord going into your left ear, clearing that out. There you go. Oh, do you feel a little bit more calm now, not so troubled?
A little.
Emotions. That's emotions. Yes. Okay. Okay. We'll just ask that will continue to clear for you. Okay. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. I know. So we're coming to the end here, and I'd like to take a couple more callers and then go through some more healing for the whole group for all the issues. So where everything that you want to ask here is being addressed. So I'm going to take the next person, which is in Greece. This is Johnny Lynn. Hello?
Yes. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi.
Hi. thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I've had some health issues the last year, let's say. Basically, I've just been really, really run down. So I've rested and I've been taking care of myself, and I'd like to have another baby. And I'm just not sure if my body's ready yet. Like a couple of times I feel like I've conceived, let's say, like I have all this, I feel it, but then I get my period. Like I'm not sure my body's ready to hold it yet.
Oh, well, how old are you? What's your age group?
I'm 40.
40. Okay. Okay. And did you work a lot? Like, why is it run down? Just lots of action, a lot of work?
Yeah. Well, I live in Greece, which is an economic crisis.
Yes,
I did.
Yes.
I have a son. I had a child, and I worked all the way through and all the way past it. And there was just a lot of stress and emotional, like just, yeah, I changed everything, but I'm not there yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to have my hands, your hand. I need to put your hand on your head. Okay. That's what's coming here to me. I'm asking now that you receive what you're meant to have. I want to assist your kidneys now. It's okay. And everybody, we're just going to again help people with burnout. And allowing the kidneys to really recharge. They're really kind of a little slow here, but just going to remind your kidneys that you are healthy and well, and you are one with the light. How are you feeling?
A bit dizzy, and I feel your hand on my head.
I put them there. That's my double. So what you want to do is you need to keep charging your kidneys, okay? We need them in order for you to conceive. So everybody, this is just a little exercise that everybody can do. The kidney energy is like a dark black blue light. And I want you to breathe through the skin in the back where your kidneys are. And you breathe this beautiful dark black blue light in, and you just keep charging your kidneys. You're getting stronger and stronger. And then you can switch over to bright light, to the suns, and you just let sunshine really go into your kidneys and strengthen and strengthen. So practice that. And I didn't get a no regarding your pregnancy, so I think you could even have two more children according to your soul, but so we'll see. Okay?
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and I'll take one more caller here, which is 42088. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi there. Who's that?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Alec. Hi, this is Anya.
Anya, oh, hi, it's you. Hello there. Okay.
Hi. Can you work on my thyroid, please?
Okay, is it low?
Yes.
Okay, just touch your thyroid for a moment. I don't remember if I ever worked on your thyroid. Have I?
No.
No. Okay. So it's not something that... How do you know it's a low thyroid?
Well, I had all the symptoms. I had it tested a few years ago.
I see.
The test was correct.
Okay.
The test, there is nothing wrong, but I have so many, you know, digestive issues, metabolic, you know, a lot of thyroid.
Oh, okay.
Tiredness.
Okay. So right now for everybody... That's very subtle. Okay, let me find it here. It's just kind of slippery. Okay, I'm going to ask, show yourself the weakness, where it is. Okay, it's your mother coming from the mother's side. So I'm just going to allow it to clear that right now. Good clearing. Okay, normalizing thyroid function for everybody. And again, adjusting now everybody to the 5D frequency, because this has to do with the throat, with the thyroid. So again, right now in this present moment, letting go of this belief that there is a yesterday, that there is a debt, a karma that you have. Knowing that right now you can insert any new thought and think right now out of this moment anything new and make that happen. So allowing right now everybody to really accelerate and upgrade the thyroid to what is needed right now. This will decrease hyperthyroidism or increase hypothyroidism to normal. Releasing any nodules and all kinds of other stuff. I can see a nodule for somebody here. Clearing that. Good. Did you feel that, Anya?
Yeah, I felt a lot of energy coming into my throat.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Anya. Bye. Good. So, everybody I didn't talk to today, just remember, bring your hands up next time. Everybody I talked already to, please just stay on the line, like stay with us and receive the healing in that way. So let's again come together into the core, the light that's within you. Again, opening up like a sun. Every cell of your body, you have trillions of cells, is a pinpoint of light. You just know it. If you see it, that's good too. If you can't even know it, it's very hard because you're overwhelmed with feelings and emotions right now. Just know it's true anyway. It's just like the sun in the sky. You can be crying and suffering and the sun is still shining out there. You just forgot about it. So we're just remembering again right now that the sun is there as well. Your divinity is here as well. Has always been here. We're just remembering again. Including that in the experience of life. Including it to the symptoms. To the issues that you might still experience. Feeling the support and letting the light now fill you up. increasing and expanding your aura, more light. Very good, very good. Just going to clear out more stuff here, so we'll keep going. Good. Let's hold it here. Good. Allowing yourself to adjust your aura now to the position that is most perfect for you today, right now. You might find you want to rest a little bit or lie down on your back for a little bit, for 15 minutes to integrate all this light. You might find it's a little difficult even to just move on with the day right away. This is a very spiritual work that we're doing here. And or you're going back to bed anyway right now or sleeping. So maybe take a moment if you can. If not, if you're at work, then just be in a kind of contemplative state and just go about your day, you know, a little bit calmer, you know, for the next 15 minutes. And I will see you again in the next call. I'm not sure if it's next week. This link will turn into a replay, and on the download page that you have with your MP3s, we will upload the MP3 of this call within the next few minutes, hours. And have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for being here today, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much. Bye. Bye, everybody.
The moderator has left the conference.